This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Bush officially named Lester Crawford to head the embattled Food and Drug Administration. He's been acting commissioner for almost a year. The FDA regulates $1 trillion worth of products, representing a quarter of all consumer spending. Since President Bush took office in 2001, the FDA has only had a formally approved commissioner for 16 months, and the agency is under fire on a range of fronts, from decisions about drug safety to whether Americans should be able to buy drugs from Canada. NPR's Julie Rovner covers health policy and joins us. And Julie, tell us a bit more about the new commissioner, Lester Crawford.
Well, he actually, if confirmed, would be the first veterinarian to head the Food and Drug Administration. He also has a PhD in pharmacology. He's a longtime government official. In the 1980s, he headed the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Dr. Crawford has actually run the FDA for most of the Bush administration. He first joined as deputy director in 2002. But when he was given that job, he really wasn't considered commissioner material, largely, I think, because he doesn't have an MD.
Now, why has this job been so hard to fill?
Well, I think the main reason is that in 2001 and 2002, when Democrats were running the Senate, they made it clear they wouldn't confirm a commissioner who'd been affiliated with the drug industry, and that made it hard for a Republican administration to find somebody with what they considered the necessary background. Finally, in a little bit of desperation, the administration turned to its White House health policy advisor, Mark McClellan, who is a doctor, although he didn't have any regulatory agency experience. By all accounts, Dr. McClellan was doing pretty well, but last year, the administration needed someone to take over the very delicate political task of implementing the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. And since Mark McClellan is kind of the administration's utility infielder on health, they moved him over there, again, leaving the FDA without a commissioner.
Now, all this comes in a year when the FDA's ability to regulate drug safety has been a big issue.
Absolutely. There have been a series of accusations, many from Capitol Hill, about the FDA's handling or mishandling of a number of issues related to the drug approval process. Last summer, it was whether the agency should have warned patients about the link between the use of popular antidepressant drugs and suicides by children and teenagers. Then last fall, after Merck pulled the popular arthritis drug Vioxx off the market, an FDA safety official stepped forward to say that his warnings about the drug had been ignored by higher-ups at the FDA.
Now, what's the latest on the Vioxx situation?
Well, this very week, from Wednesday through Friday, an FDA advisory committee is going to hold 3 days of hearings on whether the remaining drugs in the same class as Vioxx present similar dangers of heart attack or stroke. And just last Friday, the same safety officer, David Graham, who complained in the first place, said now he's being asked not to present the committee new safety information. That prompted another letter from an already angry Senator Charles Grassley, the chairman of the Finance Committee, to the heads of FDA, asking them to basically order them to back off.
And the anger doesn't stop there on Capitol Hill?
No, that's just the top of the list. While the FDA committee is going to be hearing about pain drugs, another Senate committee is going to be having hearings about whether or not to allow drugs to be imported from Canada and other countries where they're cheaper, something that the FDA has vehemently opposed.
NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, thanks very much.
You're welcome.